Page 93. Listening Practice 3. DDR. You are going to listen to a conversation about a different way to exercise. Listen and choose the correct answers.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hi, Pamela. Welcome back. How was the physical education conference?
It was great. I'm really happy I decided to participate this year.
So, did you get any good ideas for improving your gym lessons?
Well, there were several interesting ideas, and I'll be talking about them at the teachers' meeting tomorrow. But one of them really impressed me. Have you ever heard of DDR?
I think so. Isn't that a video game?
That's right. DDR stands for Dance Dance Revolution. Players stand in front of a TV or computer screen on a mat marked with arrows pointing right, left, forward or back. As a song plays, arrows pointing in one of these four directions are displayed on the screen in various sequences and combinations. The idea is to step on the corresponding arrows on the mat in time to the music.
Sounds like fun, but I thought DDR was a game played in video game arcades. What does it have to do with physical education classes?
Well, it originally started in video game arcades. It actually comes from Japan. But then a woman by the name of Linda Carson passed by an arcade and saw how excited kids were about the game. She couldn't believe that they were actually lining up to pay money in order to exercise. And she saw that they were drinking a lot of water, not even fizzy drinks, because they were sweating so much.
So how did it get into schools?
Well, it turns out that Linda is a professor of physical education in the United States. She realized that the game had great potential and did a study on it. The results were so positive that eventually it was introduced into schools. The students loved it and everyone wanted to participate. It's now being used in schools in many other parts of the country.
Why do you think kids are so excited about it? I mean, a lot of kids don't like to exercise or participate in sport.
Let's face it, kids today are used to playing video games, and this is basically just another game, but one that gets them up and moving. And everyone can do it. You don't need any talent or special skill like in some sports. You don't even have to catch or throw a ball. All it takes is some basic coordination.
But do they really get a good workout?
If you try DDR, you wouldn't have to ask. It takes a lot of energy to play. We were told at the conference that players who play regularly have lost weight and increased their general fitness level. Of course, it's not meant to replace the more traditional sports, but it certainly produces better attitudes towards exercise. Most kids will tell you it's just a lot of fun.
It sounds like a great idea. I wonder how expensive it would be to install here.
Actually, the cost is quite reasonable. Apparently, you can get a basic version of the game along with a television set for about $500. But the teachers who are using it said that the mats that come with the cheaper versions aren't very comfortable. They advised us to invest in versions with stronger, more durable mats. That brings the cost up to about $800. But they say the extra comfort is worth it.
Well, you've certainly convinced me that it's worth looking into. And it's certainly not too expensive. Let's see what the other teachers say when you present the idea tomorrow.